Today we're holding by Siman Kuf Ayin Ches. We're in the middle of Siv Beis. So yesterday we started talking about what happens if somebody leaves in the middle of their eating to go somewhere else, and differences between going to within the same room versus going from room to room versus going from building to building. So the Mechaber continues, V'chein im hayu mesuben lishtos olechol peiros, if they were sitting and eating fruits, not pas, but rather fruits, shekola mashana makomo hare pasak achila. So if you leave, so then that's like you have ended that eating. So therefore, when it comes to something like fruit, if you leave and then you go to a different place, even if you come back, you need to make a bracha achrona on that which you ate before and make a new bracha on that which you're going to eat now. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is that if you move from corner to corner in one house, you don't need to make a new bracha, but the Mishnah Berurah points out that that can't be true, because he already told us that from a cheder to a cheder in a house, it is a problem. So it must mean, when he says a bayis echad, it means in the same room. So if you move from this corner to that corner, you would not need to make a new bracha on the food. That doesn't count as a shinui makom. And it's not, even if, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's something in the way and you're not able to see the original place, still, if it's in the same room, it's not going to be a problem. But if you're outside and you go from one side of a tree to another side of a tree, so then that will be a problem, because outside doesn't have the same status as inside a house. Now the Rama gives his real opinion. There are some who disagree with everything that we've said up until now. As we pointed out, the Sfardim are going to disagree with Ashkenazim. So there are some who disagree with everything we've said up until now of the Mechaber. We've said up until now that when you move places and you come back to your original place, you need to make a bracha achron on that which you ate before, and you need to make a new bracha. But the Rama says no, there are some who disagree and say, Shinui Makom just means it says the same thing as Hesech Hadas. It's deciding you're not going to eat anymore. So if I'm eating in this room, and then I go outside and I walk to the gym, and now I come back and I want to eat more, I don't need to make a bracha achrona on that which I ate before. I need to make a new bracha on that which I'm going to eat now, but the bracha achrona that I make after whatever I'm eating now will cover that which I ate before as well. So the Rama disagrees and says you never need to make a bracha achrona when you get back. You only need to make a bracha rishona and that which you are going to eat anew. V'davka shelo hiniach mixas chaverim basuda v'achal midvarim she'enan tzrichim bracha memkomam. This is only true if you ate if you left nobody there, as we said, if nobody who you were eating with still remains there, and also if you ate those things which do not require a bracha in their place, meaning something which is shahakol or a fruit. Avalim hi niach mixas chaverim, but if you left people there, oh, afilu lo niach v'achal dvarim shetzrichim bracha memkomam, or you ate something which requires a bracha in its place, meaning bread or mizonos, which you need to make the bracha achrona where you ate it, and even if you leave, you always need to come back to make a bracha achrona there. So in those cases, afilu masherot zalechol acharkach ein tzarich levarach, you would not need to make a new bracha. So a shinui makom only causes problems for a shahakol or fruit, and if you didn't leave anybody there. But if it's a mezonos or pas, or you left somebody there, then you would not need to make a new bracha. So if you stopped in the middle of your suda, and you went to go somewhere else, like you went to mincha or something like that, or you were eating and somebody called, hey, can you come out here for a second? When you come back to your suda, you don't need to make a new bracha. Because as we said, bread is going to be an exception, and you would not need to make a new bracha even if you leave in the middle, even if you didn't leave people there regarding bread. So therefore, the Rama, as the Mishnah Berurah summarizes, really disagrees with two points. First of all, he says, you do not need to make a bracha achrona on that which you ate before. The bracha achrona that you're going to eat later is going to cover you. And second, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Rama holds that you only need to make a new bracha rishona when it's something like fruits or drinks. But something which your bracha continues, like pas or something like that, so then you would not need to make a new bracha rishona. The Magen Avraham has another interesting point. He says this is only true if you ate a kezayis of pas or the mezonos. But if you ate less than a kezayis of pas Maser Mazonos, then you would need to make a new bracha because it has the status of fruit. So let's say you know that you're going to go somewhere. So you're here and you want to start eating a bag of cookies. So if you only take a half a bite of a cookie here and then you go somewhere else to finish the cookies, you would need to make a new bracha wherever you start eating the cookies anew, because that which you ate over here didn't count as a real achila since it was less than a kazayas. So you should always try and eat at least a kazayas of whatever you're eating before you leave to go somewhere else. The last point the Bar Halacha makes is that he says, look around, the minhag ha-makom is clearly that even if you move from room to room in the same house, that does not count as a shina makom. If somebody's in their kitchen and they start eating and then they go into the dining room to, you know, talk to somebody else, or they go into downstairs to learn or something like that, nobody says, oh, you need to make a new bracha now. So he says, how could that be? It's clear that mecheder lecheder in the same bias is the shina makom. So the Bar Halacha collects lots of shitas, like the Rambam and the Bahag and the Rif and many others who hold that it's not considered a shina makom in the same house. So the only time you'll have a shina makom is mibayis labayis, but within the same house it won't be an issue of shina makom. Obviously the Bar Halacha says lechatchila you should be makbid to have it in mind when you move from your kitchen to your dining room, but b'di'evit, if you did not, we can be mekel, and that is the minhag ha'olam to not count room to room as a shina makom.